let him take you all the ways down. What a way of making up. Try to make a note. He changed my thought. And he would do the same for you. I'm telling you, we're coming to you, making up.
Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. What is your purpose in life? Have you ever wondered what that purpose is and why God has purposed you for such a time as this? These are questions that our Heavenly Father knows and have the answer to. When we consider this question, my brothers and sisters, we usually place the emphasis on ourselves. And that focus and that spotlight is centered on us. But what if we view this question from a totally different perspective? So let's take the focus off of ourselves for a moment. And place the focus on the one who gives us purpose in life. And when we take the focus off of ourselves and place the focus on the one who sanctioned, declared, and decreed the purpose for us in life, we have all the fulfillment that we need. Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, states, the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment. Your peace of mind, or even your happiness. For your happiness is far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dream and your ambition. Rick Warner said, if you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin that search with God. God, my brothers and sisters, is revealing to us how you were born. You were born by his power, by his purpose, and for his purpose. You and I were born by his purpose and for his purpose. Mom and Dad ain't had nothing to do with it. but help get you here. But you were born by God, Yahweh, Jehovah, purpose, and by his purpose, and for his purpose. My brothers and sisters, God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And God knows exactly what we will be in life. He knew this black preacher many years ago, before he even knew the outcome and the income that he would even master in life. He knew this preacher, and he knew and saw the successes and the failures in life. He knew where I would be and where I would go. But he also knows you. He knows the successes and failures in your personal life, your personal experiences, your happiness in your marriages, your failures in your marriages. He knows your children's successes as well as their failure. But God has a perfect plan because he's a perfect God. My brothers and sisters, later Rick Warner writes that you exist only because God will that you exist. The God that we serve, who is the self-existent one, is the one who allows us to exist, Daryl, simply because you exist. And when you seek out and search out those things that he has for us, then you can see the many manifold blessings that God has in store for each and every one of us in life. For you are certainly not an accident. For God saw you from the very foundation of the world. And the same God who saw you from the foundation of the world saw your successes and your limitations. But God did not stop there, because God had something planned for each and every one of us. I have often asked a question. Where were we before we were born? I've asked mama that and dad that, and they don't have an answer. I want to ask you, where were you before you were born? Do you have an answer? I know a man who knew exactly where you were before you were born. A man who knew and saw you, the hairs on your head, the limitation of your life. I know a man who knew every single thing about you. Your characteristics and your flaws, your intelligence and your lack of intelligence, your Christianity and your religion. He is the same God who saw us from distant past. He is the same God who speaks reality with a single blast from the words that he shares. What kind of God is it that we serve today, that knows more about each and every one of us than we know about ourselves? He is an eternal God and a loving God who looked far beyond our many faults and our frailties, and he met our need. Yes, I'm guilty, because Reverend Cotton, I was born with a sin nature. So Daryl, I know how to sin. All of us were born through the concept of Adam with a sin nature, and all of us know how to sin. But I know a man who had no flaws and had no discrepancies in his life. I know a man who walked the streets of Jerusalem and suffered and died so that each and every one of us would have a right to the tree of life. And when you link up with that man, that's a joyous time. My brothers and sisters, where were we before we were born? And why did God choose me for such a time as this? We're told that you and I were made for God and not God for man. And our life is about letting God use us for his purpose and not us using him for our own purpose. How many times have you forgotten that? And we use God for our own personal accolades and our own personal achievement, my own titles and my own position, my own successes. How many times have we used God and asked God to do more for us than we do for him. How many times? How many times have we gotten on our knees and asked God for a supernatural blessing? But in asking, we forget to bless God for who he is. The first thing we should do is acknowledge him as Lord of our life. And then thank him and praise him for who he is. My brothers and sisters, the historical text revealed in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it speaks of knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. For it states, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. First, we see we are chosen by God. But Isaiah said, my people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praises. This speaks of both the Jews and the Gentiles. You are chosen, my brothers and sisters. You did not choose him, he chose you. You are not a Christian by accident. You were drawn into a Christian relationship. Every person that came across Christ's path has been drawn and chosen by him. When he walked the streets of Jerusalem, he called Peter, he called John, he called Matthew, Levi. He called them into a ministry. And when you cross the path of the Lord is drawing and calling you for such a time as this. My brothers and sisters, we are chosen. Not only are we chosen, but we were formed for God so that we might declare his praises. We are to praise him when we are happy and when we are sad. Praise him in good times and praise him even in bad times. Now, Devin, I understand why the psalmist said we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And a noise creates a disturbance. And a disturbance makes people take notice. But when he say make a joyful noise, that say we're happy. So there ought to be a happy noise that creates a disturbance that causes people to take notice. Or you miss your shot because you're in the house of the Lord. And there should be a joyful noise in the house of the Lord that caused a disturbance, that caused people to take notice, to let them know that something is going on in the house. For God inhabited the praises of his people. Are you his people? It is God's desire for us to make some noise sometime. And that noise should be exciting and ecstatic. The choir should be singing. The drum should be beating. The musicians should be playing. And the congregation should be exalting. Because God's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So the Lord simply say, I love you. Do you love me? And if we have a love relationship with the Lord, we ought to declare him and make some noise sometime when the Lord has been better to us than we have been to ourselves. There ought to be some noise sometime. Even if it's just a moan, even if it's just a wave of a hand, there ought to be some joy sometime. In your worship and in your praise. You cannot sit.